Lebanon's embassy in Washington says Hezbollah has accepted a US proposal to stop attacking Israel in exchange for Israel halting attacks on southern Beirut. US President Donald Trump earlier posted on social media he'd had a very good call with the Iran-backed group and managed to persuade Hezbollah and Israel to de-escalate. No US president has ever spoken with Hezbollah. The group is designated as a terrorist organization by the United States. Meanwhile, France's ambassador to the UN, Jérôme Bonnefond, has addressed an emergency session of the UN Security Council, which was requested by France. Speaking through a translator, he says nothing can justify the continuation and scale of Israel's military operations in Lebanon.
Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity are not negotiable. We do not accept the occupation of positions on Lebanese soil or the establishment of a buffer zone. We do not accept evacuation orders, restrictions preventing displaced persons from returning to their homes, or acts of destruction. This includes archaeological sites, notably districts of the city of Tyre, which is listed as a UNESCO World Heritage site. No security consideration can justify a permanent infringement upon the sovereignty of a state.